KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Alaska's U.S. senators have co-sponsored a resolution to keep the U.S. Postal Service as an independent agency and not privatize it. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the Postal Service helps bind the nation together and is vital in a state as vast as Alaska. She said weeks ago that she's worried about what changes to the Postal Service could mean for Alaska's bypass mail subsidy.
It is unique to Alaska. And when people are looking for efficiencies, sometimes they just look and say, well, there's not a lot of people there and it costs a lot of money. And so this can go. This is where you need a very strong and united delegation to defend the programs, defend the purposes, and defend the people.
Bypass mail is a postal service program that makes it cheaper to transport pallets of goods from Anchorage and Fairbanks to rural Alaska. The program costs the Postal Service more than $130 million a year. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan cited bypass mail as a key reason he's co-sponsoring the postal resolution. While he's in favor of subsidies for Alaska, Sullivan has also voiced support for the Trump administration's government-slashing initiative known as DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency, and he is a member of the Senate DOGE caucus. After nearly 4 years, the sexual assault case against a former Juneau chiropractor is slated to go to trial April 21st. Jeffrey Fultz is accused of assaulting more than a dozen women under the guise of medical care. Police arrested Fultz in 2021 based on initial accusations that he had assaulted three patients while he was a chiropractor for Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. More women have come forward since, and he now faces 18 felony sexual assault charges and one misdemeanor harassment charge. Some of the alleged crimes date back more than a decade. According to Assistant District Attorney Jessalyn Gillum, several factors have delayed the trial over the years, including the case's complexity, the number of witnesses, and a backlog of criminal cases in Juneau left over from the pandemic when in-person trials were put on hold. The Anchorage Daily News and ProPublica reported early this year that felony cases in Alaska often face years of delays requested by defense attorneys and approved by judges. Fultz's case was finally scheduled to begin trial in February, but was delayed yet again as the court had to process and release outstanding records. Due to new limitations established by the Alaska Supreme Court, cases filed before 2023 will have a limit of 270 days before they must go to trial starting in May. Fultz has been living in Colorado since he posted bail 3 years ago. He has made one in-person appearance in Juneau court since. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. President Trump last Tuesday issued an executive order to reshape U.S. elections. The order, among other things, mandates absentee and mail-in ballots to be received by Election Day. It also requires proof of citizenship for registering to vote in federal elections. As the Alaska Desk's Alona Nydem reports, there's some concern that the changes might defranchise voters in rural Alaska Native communities.
Denise Lisick is a poll worker in Dillingham who oversaw early absentee voting there for the last two presidential elections. In 2020, she says it took 10 days after Election Day for the last batch of early voting ballots to get from Dillingham to Anchorage and from Anchorage to the election office in Nome. That's exactly the time that's allowed by state law. She says the new federal voting timeline would be tight for Dillingham, and even tighter for smaller villages that need to get their ballots to their hub community first.
It will definitely disenfranchise smaller rural communities.
Lisek says she saw the majority of absentee ballots cast in the week before the election. If early absentee voting goes until the Monday before Election Day, she says it would be impossible to deliver ballots to the election office by the next day. And an earlier cutoff would mean that some residents have less voting time and less time to decide who to vote for. Jackie Ahanachak-Boyer is from Mikoryuk and works for Rural and Indigenous Outreach Program, which focuses on civic engagement. She says the new regulations might lead to a drop in voter turnout for Alaska Native residents. That number has already been declining over the last few decades.
I think it would be pretty devastating to the rural vote.
In Alaska, mailed ballots can be received within 10 days after Election Day if they're postmarked before that date. The timeline is helpful because hundreds of communities, predominantly Alaska Native, are accessible only by air. Rural Alaska Native villages regularly experience challenges during elections. Storms can prevent planes from coming in and out of the villages for days or weeks, and ballots often arrive late, first to villages and then to an election office. With a lack of volunteers, training, and outreach to residents, polling places sometimes open late or don't open at all, and mail-in votes get rejected. Roy Glowin is the president of the First Alaskans Institute. He says the combination of challenges makes it difficult to count votes from the rural Native communities.
It's just not fair, right? I mean, to exclude an entire population because of where they live in the country and to make it difficult for them to participate in this really important process that is a part of our civil liberties.
In Alaska, eligible residents are automatically registered to vote when they apply for the PFD. Aglowin says that many Native Alaskans use tribal IDs because there is nowhere in their village or region to get a passport or a state ID. While the State Division of Elections does not track how many residents use tribal IDs to register to vote, Aglowin says even a small number matters.
Any number of voters that you miss in a community makes a big difference.
Alaska Division of Elections spokesperson Stephen Kirch said in an email last week that the division is reviewing the new executive order and will work with the State Department of Law on any potential changes to policies. Although Kirch said that at this time, division staff don't know if there will be any impact in Alaska. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naidin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, What a wonderful way. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska, a.k.a. Paradise. Oh, yeah, beautiful day today. No wind, no rain, no snow. Yeah, 30 degrees, pretty nice. Anyway, the oddest thing happened. I got into my computer this morning, and I'm checking my bank statement, you know, we just got paid and all that. I want to see where I'm at. I got to fly out of here in a month to go see my doctors down south. But anyway, when I was looking at my bank statement, somebody entered the number of my a debit card for $49 worth of gas in California. Now, that's a good one. How did they get their? How did they get my number? Man, this happened before. You know, they shut my card down and they sent it to me again. You know, I think it's a couple weeks, but I won't be able to get my ticket for them. It'll probably cost a little bit more. But anyway, I don't like this kind of stuff. It's happened to me before. Somebody had my number and they charged all kinds of stuff for phone service and internet and all that stuff. It was like $500-something. Well, I was on that right away. So anyway, what I'm trying to say here, just keep checking your account and make sure this doesn't happen to you. I don't understand how this can happen. Anyway, we'll start out with some George Jones here with She's My Rock. After that, Hank Williams with I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And then Joe Dipple with If the Devil Danced. Well, I used to say every now and then the devil's not a very good person, but he's fun to dance with once in a while. I mean, you know, think about it. Here's George Jones.
Well, you tell me how she was when you once knew her. How she played her games with many, many men. And you tell me that you don't think I'd be with her. If I could just have known her way back then. Lord, you ask me why I don't pack up and leave her. Now that I know about her wicked ways. Well, I doubt that you could understand my thinking. Oh, but listen close to what I have to say. She's the rock that I lean on. She's the sunshine of my day. And I don't care what you say about her. Lord, she took me in and made me everything I am today. She's my rock and I ain't gonna throw her away. She wasn't always what she is now. Lord, she had to make mistakes like everyone else. And don't you point your finger at nobody. It's plain to see that you ain't no saint yourself. She's the rock that I lean on. She's the sunshine of my day. And I don't care what you say about her. Lord, she took me in and made me everything I am today. And she's my rock and I ain't gonna throw her away. Yes, she's my rock and I ain't gonna throw her away. Yes, she's my rock and I ain't gonna throw her away. Sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen
a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
A voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine, with a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine, with a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Yeah, Waylon's up next with Never Could Toe the Mark. And then Kenny Rogers with I Don't Need You. After that, Jimmy Rogers with Long Tall Mama Blues from 1932. Here's Waylon.
I don't need you, I don't need friendship. And I don't need flowers in the spring. And I don't need you, and you surely don't need me. I don't need love and affection, and I don't need peace and harmony, and I don't need you, and you surely don't need me. But we both want it bad enough. Yes, we both want it, don't we? I don't need you, baby. I know you don't need me. I don't need your loving arms around me. That's what I keep telling myself, and I tell you, you don't need me. I don't need children in my old age. Now my cluttered leaves around the trees, and I don't need you, baby, and I know you don't need me. But we both want it bad enough. Yes, we both want it, don't we? And I don't need you, baby. And I know you don't need me. And we don't need each other, baby.
I got a little mama, got a long tall mama too. I got a little mama, got a long tall mama too. I ain't gonna tell my little mama what my long tall mama can do. Dee-o-de-lay, lay-o-de-lay-de-lay. She rubbed my back with alcohol just to cure my cough. She rubbed my back with alcohol just to cure my cough. Lord, I last broke my neck trying to lick the alcohol off. Dee-o-de-lay, lay-o-de-lay-de-lay. Pick that thing, boy, pick it. When it's meal time, Lord, I can't eat a bite. Wondering which mama is gonna be just too tight. Dee-o-de-lay, lay-o-de-lay-de-lay. My little mama is good, but she's too darn stout. My little mama's good, Lordy, but she's too darn stout. She puts ashes in her bed just to keep from slipping out. Dee-o-de-lay, lay-ay, dee-o-de-lay. If you treat a woman rough, it makes her hang around. Brother, treat them rough, they'll always hang around. She comes right back for more with a little head bowed down. Dee-o-de-lay, lay-o-de-lay-de-lay. I'm a square-shooting papa, one of the do-right kind. I'm a square-shooting papa, one of the do-right kind. All my women love me, 'cause I'm always there on time. Dee-o-de-lay, lay-o-de-lay-de-lay.
Yeah, I'll stay in antiquity for a little bit. I haven't played these in quite a while. This first one's copyrighted by Vernon Dalhart. He's going to do it. In 1924, it's called The Prisoner's Song. And it's some regarded as the first country piece. And the other one, Tennessee Ernie Ford's going to do a piece called Arena, and, or Larina, whatever. And I think it was written in 1855. It was a big hit during the Civil War, especially in the South. Huge hit. Some regard that as the first country music. All the attributes of country music is in there with the words. Both these songs are that way. Then after that, we'll have Sugarfoot Rag by Red Foley. Here's Vernon Dalhart with the Prisoner's Song. Breaking every second. That was regarded as hillbilly music back in the day. Dalhart was an opera student in college. I mean, that's what he was going to do. But this hillbilly music was starting to catch on, so he thought he'd give it a try. Well, the rest is history. It took off. Anyway, here's Tennessee Ernie Ford with Lorena, that big hit in the Civil War.
Creep slowly by Lorena. The snow is on the grass again. The sun's low down the sky, Lorena. The frost gleams where the flowers have been, but the heart throbs on as warmly now as when the summer days were nigh. Oh, the sun can never dip so low, and down affection's cloudless sky. Months have passed, Lorena, since last I held that hand in mine and felt the pulse beat fast, Lorena, though mine beat faster far than thine. 100 months 'twas flowery May, when up the hilly slope we climbed, oh, to watch the dying of the day and hear the distant church bells chime. A future, oh thank God, of life this is so small a part. 'Tis dust to dust beneath the sun. His heart to heart.
Get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. I bet my bundle on a swayback nag, and I came home winning with a plenty of swag. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag, swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddle play the sugarfoot rag. Got a big jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider and sip on the wine, then both sip together and I have a good time. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, with the guitar picking out the sugar foot rag. Spend my my money and get on a jag and swing my honey to the sugarfoot rack. Walk right up and stomp on the floor and swing up the middle with a shoe fly four. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot drag. Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddle play the sugarfoot rag. Foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, with the guitar picking out the sugarfoot rag.
Yeah, up next we have Tracy Byrd with Heaven in My Woman's Eyes. After that, oh boy, my Arkansas kinfolk, the Dillards, with I've Just Seen a Face. And then the great Bonnie Raitt after that with I Can't Help You Now. Here's Tracy.
It's cold this time of year, and the people in this city make it colder. They've all forgotten what it means to lend a hand or cry on a shoulder. In this land of opportunity, we fight like hell to make an extra dime. It would surely get the best of me without the heaven in my woman's eye. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose, no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without heaven in my woman's eye. Simplicity was once a way of life, now it's buried with our past. Dollar used to go a long, long way, now it just goes fast. That I could be as free as our Union Eagle flies. But the only time I'm free is when I view the heaven in my woman's eye. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose, no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eyes. Life on earth would sure be hell without heaven in my woman's eye.
I can't forget the time, our place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Ah, da-da-da. Had it been another another day I might have looked the other way and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I dream of her tonight. Oh, good night. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. For other girls were never quite like this. Ah, falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Up next, we have Hank Thompson with What Are We Gonna Do About the Moonlight? And then Porter Wagner with What Ain't To Be Just Might Happen. There it is. And who's your hot shots? And Sally Foster. Might have time for this, too. Someday you'll want me to want you. Here's Hank.
What are we gonna do about the moonlight? Do you intend to sit around and talk? What are we gonna do about the stars bright? What a lovely night to take a walk. Hand in hand together we'll go strolling. Down in Lover's Lane we'll sit and spoon. But still you never seem to be affected. But what are we gonna do about the moon? I take you out for a ride, where we're alone, just we two. The bright moon above is beaming, it never seems to bother you. What are we gonna do about the moonlight? Do you intend to sit around and talk? What are we gonna do about the stars bright? What a lovely night to take a walk. Hand in hand together we'll go strolling. Down in Lover's Lane we'll sit and spoon. But still you never seem to be affected. But what are we gonna do about the moon? What are we gonna do about the moonlight? Do you intend to sit around and talk? What are we gonna do about the stars bright? What a lovely night to take a walk. Hand in hand together we'll go strolling. Down in Lover's Lane we'll sit and spoon. But still you never seem to be affected. But what are we gonna do about the moon?
Learn to live my life just a little bit lighter. Gonna look on the lonely days a little bit brighter. My heart's been throwed around, it ain't done enough laughing. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turns your hair gray while you're still young. Love can make you sing. Start your hands to clapping. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. You can't never tell when love might find you. Could be miles away or right beside you. Some makes you hurt real bad, some makes you happy. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turns your hair gray while you're young. Love can make you sing. Start your hands a clapping. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. I had a love one time send me out on a ledge, 14 stories high, standing on the edge. I don't want that kind of more to start my world a-cracking. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen. It don't do no good to worry none. Just turns your hair gray while you're young. Love can make you sing. Start your hands to clapping. What is to be will be, and what ain't to be just might happen. What is to be will be, what ain't to be just might happen.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else,
you expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Though I am feeling blue, think I can't forget you.
Until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new.
And though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow.
And then I won't want you.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else,
you expect me to be true and keep on loving you, though I am feeling blue. You think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new. And though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow. And then I won't want you.
Thank you.